days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Woo! Look at us doing this again. Glory days. How are you, folks?
Glory days.
God, it's ages, isn't it?
I haven't seen Jim in ages. It's amazing how good.
Because we didn't even do the one before you went away.
No, we did not. Do we not? No, we not. I can't remember. So honestly, it's like it I blanked that entire part of my life out. It's gone.
It must be 3 weeks since we've done one of these.
Probably is, yeah.
Yeah, and look, what's happened? You have twice the responsibilities.
Oh, to hell. Well, you know something. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? All I can say is I'm back. I'm glad, very glad to be back here with you. Which isn't
really
something I ever thought I'd say.
But that's just lovely, that is.
But it's definitely, you know, I never thought to myself, any time I've ever had a holiday or a time off before, I've never sat around thinking to myself, Jesus, I cannot wait to be locked into a room with Jim McCabe again. For 4 hours on the
time. Nothing cheers me up more than an over-anxious bald man in middle age.
And with a bit of luck, he comes back in a bad mood because he's not on holiday anymore.
It's all, cheers me up no end.
Cheers me up no end to see him in there, like in at the usual crack of 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Sitting down and looking at me disappointingly as I turn up for work.
Yeah, oh, you're here again, are you? Showed up. Anyway, but the other thing is, because we're on the glorious internet, right?
Yeah.
And there are no rules.
Yeah.
Now you can tell the truth, now that we're not on the radio, about the joys of fatherhood.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm traumatised. I don't want to talk about it. I'm bored of me shy talking about it.
In fairness, the version that you gave on air when we spoke about it briefly, albeit on the radio, your opening expression was bloody awful.
Well, that's because it's hard. I don't like hard things, you know. I like, you know, the things that are where I can do whatever I want whenever I feel like doing them.
Yeah. Was it one of those things of like where Kelly had to turn around and say to you, will you feed the kids? And you went, me?
Me?
You mean they don't feed themselves?
My God.
This is the way it's going to be.
So they're guests, are they? This is what it's going to be. They're guests, are they? So I got to cater for them.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose, yeah, yeah.
Wait, and so you do what?
Yeah, so I suppose I'll bring in everyone.
Change them.
Do you want me to feed everyone else in the fucking road as well?
Realise I struggle to dress myself?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you say? I'm going to dress them.
Change them. You do realise I've been wearing the same underpants since you went to hospital? I haven't had time to even change myself. And now you're saying, I have to change other people.
Yeah.
My
must have been
God.
Amazing when Kelly came home from hospital with the two kids. Must have been fantastic then when you were turning around, etc. Oh, I tell you something. Thank God for that. I've been looking after myself for ages.
I swear to you, you wouldn't believe
it. I'm exhausted.
You've no idea what it was like. You've no idea what it was like. Yeah.
I had to cook for myself.
I had to
wash myself.
I mean, you won't believe what's been going on in here. Literally nothing. You will not believe the lack of activity.
I've been so bored watching afternoon television.
Oh. I swear to you, I was so bored. Do you know what I nearly did the other day? I nearly cleaned up. I was that bored.
Came close.
Oh, yeah. In fairness, I don't think I'm actually that useless. I'm only useless to you. I'm actually quite useful to other people. But I'm not just that useless to you.
So have you taken to it like a duck to water?
No. I mean, it's...
Okay,
does anybody...
Well, I don't know. I mean, there might be some, you know, we've had discussions about people that have natural parental tendencies and all, you know, people who are just naturally caring and all.
Well, I've natural parental tendencies in the fact that I'm sexually active.
I don't mean making kids. I mean looking after
that's
them.
That's a parental tendency. I found out I have the ability to make humans out of food.
I often get urges to bring more humans into the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, apart from that,
it's a mad thing. You get to make human beings out of food and patience. Now, I've done the food part very well. The patience I wasn't particularly good at.
Yeah. So how big a lifestyle change is it?
Well, I don't have a life now. That's, you know, that's just...
That's quite the lifestyle change.
But you're,
I had one, now I don't
Do you know what
one.
You're like? You're like one of them sneaky journalists who says to Gerry Adams, so what was it? You were never in the IRA. No, quite well. He absolutely was. And that's you. You know how big a lifetime change it's been. And you're doing the whole, so quite dramatic, is it? Tell me about your pain. Look at Joe Duffy over here. Tell me about your pain. And is it really hard, is it? I'd say you don't know what to do with yourself.
That is my role. I am here to ask the questions the nation needs answered. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And do you never sleep again at all?
Right. Yeah. And you're originally from Clontarf. That's right, isn't it?
And tell me now, did they cry a lot? Would they cry all day? And all night? They would.
And I was probably exhausted. Are you exhausted?
I am, Jim. I'm very exhausted, Jim. And so is the neighbours, Jim.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
At least it's refreshing, At least it's refreshing for you to kind of, you know, say it as it is, as opposed to, you know, all those people who'd come out and go, you know something, I didn't know what life was. I wasn't living until this joy came into my world.
I've heard a bit of that. And I always wonder, over the last few weeks, I wonder what sort of shit lives those bollockses were living before their children arrived. Because, like... I'm not going to lie and say, you know, it's all hardship. The kids are fantastic. You know, they are fantastic. They're amazing. Like, and it is life-changing. But not life-changing as in, now I have a meaning for life. Life was fucking marvellous. Things were going good, man. Like, you know, and like,
well, at least it's a start.
Now you'll know the meaning of life. The meaning of life was easy. You come in, you see what Jim can't do, and you go out and do it. That was the meaning of life.
Right.
You know, you see, Jim is like going, right, oh, Jim, well, I have to go and do this and I have to go and do that. And then, the Hoover's packed in and I have to fix a wall. And now the water tank is after exploding. And I just go home and say, if any of these things happen, I just live around them.
Right.
And that was it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah. So I wonder when those people say, yeah, you know what life's about now, don't you? Well, I know how... No, I don't. I've forgotten what life was at all.
Yeah, I've forgotten how to live. I have to say, it's progress that you said, like, they are fantastic and everything, saying that they're fantastic.
I know, they are.
Because, I mean,
to be
fair, like, when you came in first, it was very much like, come here, what do you have to do to get the child agency to take them off you?
Now, Kelly, kill me now if she hears you saying that. I never actually said that, okay? I never said that.
Okay.
I may have implied it in a moment of tiredness, but I never said it. Okay,
yeah, you know. Not in those exact words.
And I can't even complain, because Kelly is like, you know, she does the night shift. You know, so she's, because I'm coming in here, so I have to go home and relieve her for when I get home, and then she does the thing. So I can't complain, because literally all night, I don't even know which one of them was crying. You just hear, meh, meh, meh. And you know one of those was Kelly.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly,
but because Kelly's American, meh, ah, oh, mother of God.
I never thought about that. Like, I wonder, I suppose the odds are in favour of them having an Irish accent.
Ah, yeah. Ah, jeepers,
Although you don't know, you know, because sometimes, you know the way it certainly works in nature, that certain genes are just stronger. You know, like, whatever, certain colour eyes are a stronger gene than other colours and hair colours and stuff like that, skin colours, all that sort of stuff. So who knows, maybe the American accent gene, it might be stronger.
I should do that. I should
and
just
they
keep
may,
doing...
They may just, they may be kind of like, you know, dad. I need my nappy change. Although if they're talking while they still need a nappy change, something somewhere has gone fucking terribly wrong.
Hey, Dad, I shit my pants. I'll be like,
but you're 15,
man. Yeah,
come on,
seriously. So stop doing that when you're out. And definitely don't bring it home. You know.
Yeah, do what I do with the dog. Hang it on a tree or something.
Just hang it on a tree. The council will get it. I don't do that with the dogs either, by the way. But yeah, I know. But maybe you're right. I'll start just doing the accent. I'll start doing my Kelly voice around them all the time. So when they go to school, they'll be just like, yo, nice to meet you, Mrs. Teacher. Imagine.
That'd be amazing.
Here you go, so you're going to, and your name is, my name is Go Fuck Yourself. And this is my sister. Who asked you? Okay.
That would be amazing.
They're like, wow, this
is amazing. An area of North Strand that just turns into sort of like
little Boston, like a little Italy, but none of us are Italian.
Loads of people sitting around North Strand in their vests outside their houses. How you doing?
Hey, Caprice, Kevin. Hey, Caprice, you funny guy. It's Kevin. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, I heard you the first time. Yo, Mario. It's Mark. Marco, actually,
That's going to be a cool part to tell.
Yeah. All of us just walking around like Soprano style, little tiny cigars in their hands and everything.
Well, I tell you something. All the joys to look forward to, huh?
Well, I guess, I suppose. Like, it just can't help. You see, that's the thing.
The other thing I meant to ask you, this is almost a serious question, is how have you managed to monetize them yet?
No.
Just know the way you have that incredible ability of monetizing everything that happens in your life.
But that's
like,
because
even tragedy, you managed to monetize
it. That's because I've literally no shame in exploiting my life for what I can get out of it. Whereas their lives, unfortunately, it does...
Right.
Exploitation, unfortunately, does require a little bit of consent, which they can't give. So, so I'm keeping them very private at the moment.
So you're not going to appear in a cardigan and on the glossy magazine.
Can you even imagine
a cardigan and a pair of slacks?
A cardigan,
in the middle of RSVP.
Yeah, yeah. Life is a gift, says PJ Gallagher. Children are a gift, you know. Yeah, it says PJ Gallagher. Yeah, very, very out of character might be, you know.
Yeah. It's not. That's not exactly what we'd expect of you necessarily.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I don't think so. Yeah, more what people expect of me now is me saying things that have been tragic and you laughing at them.
That's the way forward.
On an Instagram pic or something, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, I thought about it, you know. I did think about it because people were saying, oh, you do the photo. And then
it depends on how much money. I mean, never say never.
Yeah, but sure, what are people going to pay for pictures of me with kids? 50 quid.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
So 20 quid, you think?
No. I'm not even thinking about that. I'm actually thinking about, how do I get a cut of this? What can I say now that I can get a cut
of
this?
You can have the 20 quid. I'll give you 20 quid and I don't have to do it. I just feel weird about it because they're
opportunities to make money off you now. Because you know, we always get, like, in addition to the kind of the actual story, the person.
Yeah.
You always get the person who claims to know the person. Just, I mean, that's what a good tabloid scandal is.
That's,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why if you were ever done for murder, they'd interview me and I'd go, I knew it. I always said he was a weirdo. Yeah. He was, and then I'd use all those tabloid things that aren't even true. I say he was living in a bolt hole. Do you know the way they always say it? But no one knows what a bolt hole is. They always say, yeah, he was living in a bolt hole, very reclusive, didn't like to talk to anyone, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they go, and did you think he was, and then I do, did you think he was a murderer? I says, no, jeez, no. I thought he was a bit odd mind, but never a murderer. Like, you know the way they always do that. It's all, and then it turns out those people probably only ever met the person.
I can't believe I missed the opportunity to do that. You know what I mean? The inside story. Because it's always a source close to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always... I could have said that. Could have made a fortune. And I could have appeared in that... you know the way they just block it? They block out your picture. It's just a shadow of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the source close to the comedian said.
And it's very obvious the voice is like... You know, we changed the person's voice.
Hey, man. I just didn't know. Even though I saw them every day.
Yeah, they do all that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, sure, look, it'll all be fun and games.
Will it, yeah?
Well, certainly be fun and games. Certainly from this side. Certainly from this side of the desk.
Can I just say, it's amazing. Everybody still does this. Oh, everyone I've met does this. They go the whole lot. Oh, it's mad, yeah. You're in the furnace. You're in the fire now. Oh, Jesus, hard now. But wait, you give it a couple of months. It gets easier.
No, that's ridiculous.
It gets easier. And then you're like...
No, I'm talking 18, 20 years.
That's what I keep hearing. Yeah. Because then they change their tack. They go, oh, yeah. Well, and then as soon as they say that, you go, really? They go, yeah. But where do they start walking?
Yeah.
And you've too? When one's running into the road and one is running to see, what do you do then? I'm like, I don't know. Well, you better fucking think about it. And then it's like, oh, and then they get to be teenagers.
Yeah.
And they don't even like you. I'm like, right. And then it's like, and when they start going out, mother of Jesus.
Oh, yeah, no, and I mean, if I can give you one piece of genuine parental advice, it is to say that it'll get a hell of a lot worse before it gets better.
There you go. This is it. This is our relationship all over.
Yeah. Anyway, on the subject of fatherhood, right, we actually came across a story during the week on the show, believe it or not, that was able to assess the level of PJ's fathering abilities. I think it came over quite well.
By my own measurement on myself, I came out of it quite well.
Exactly.
Might have been slightly biased.
Yeah, it was to do with... It was to do with the size of one of his body parts. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
And it is in the middle.
It is. Of something. Yeah, it certainly is. Also, away from fatherhood, but sticking with the lads, if you want to be a proper man, There was some advice during the week. It was bad advice, but it was advice.
This is like, I don't think we're giving anything away by saying this is the worst advice we've ever seen for anything yet.
And from a, like, from a very reputable brand, which was kind of weird as well. Also, something that I suppose you'll be embracing now, certainly something that I would, I'm all over, you know, I'm all over the idea of any sort of smart appliance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love that.
Oh, the gadget king himself.
I'd love the sound of that. You'll have to start, because, like, let's face it, you're going to start looking for anything that will do work for you from here on in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
I know you obviously normally start that with me, but I mean machines.
I know, but I'll be ringing Jim now. You haven't got one of them Hoovers that does it on its own, does it? So, to be honest, the state of the floor, even a lawnmower now would be good, yeah.
Which, suffice to say, smart appliances are becoming a bit intrusive. You know what I mean? They're getting a bit too nosy for their own good.
Nosy appliances.
And also there was the story of, at this time of year, of course, a lot of people getting uptight about spiders in their house or whatever. Spiders. Nothing compared to this.
Nothing compared to this thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is worse than finding a Jack Russell in your pocket. This is a big story.
Anyway, have a listen to a few of these and then we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. We were talking earlier on, of course, about, well, naturally, this is the first time most people have had a chance to hear PJ since the arrival of his twins. And we were just talking there, like, what, whatever it was, 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, about kind of his first experiences of parenthood, the first couple of weeks of parenthood. Over the last couple of weeks while he's been off on his paternity leave and all that sort of stuff. Bloody awful, just to remind everybody again, they were literally the first words, his first observations on
parenthood. Well, you know, it's as in the difficulties, you know, difficulties. There are difficulties, you know.
But it turns out now we can find out whether or not you're going to be a good father based on, on your big fat neck.
This is crazy. I just, like, honestly, if it was that easy, just we'd all be getting our necks measured before we made the decision, I guess.
Right, so what do you need, a heart? You probably need a hard neck more than a fat neck, do you?
I've always had a hard neck, but it turns out a hard neck really isn't kind of any benefit when it comes to this situation. Apparently, it's your
you an ex-gym member. You a man who had a personal trainer for years and everything.
So basically, right, researchers say that a trapezius muscle. That's
right.
It. Trapezius muscle. So the muscle that starts at the base of the neck and goes across your shoulders and that extends to the middle of your back. Now, if that's thick, it means you have. If that's thick, you're kind of strong.
Right.
And if it's skinny, you're nurturing. I think that's kind of the way. So you're protective.
You're either a protector type or a
nurturing type, yeah.
Right.
So if you're I'm not good at anything, and I think my narrow neck shows it. Do you know that way?
So you are nurturing. Well, I'm very much a fat neck, I think.
You are, yeah. But that's because you grew up outdoors, so you'd have to be doing the whole,
yeah, don't you be going near my little monkeys.
You know the way. You had a different sort of a thing.
Yeah.
So you're trapezium.
Not to mention my massively developed traps.
Massive traps and trapeziums there. That's what I've always said about Jim. Says there's no wonder he's raised three lovely young lads. The size of the trapezium on that lad. I've always said it.
Wow.
That fella's got the biggest trapezium.
Your neck can dictate whether or not you, what sort of a dad you might be.
That's what they say. I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
Do we have a tape measure anywhere near that we can kind of find out whether you're a... And the other thing about it is, what qualifies as a thick neck versus... You know, is it your collar size what's the norm?
I don't know what the norm is. That's the thing. They don't really give us a norm, so we can't really just measure it and find out. We can only do guesswork. It does put a lot of into the Irish expression, though. The neck on you!
Yeah.
No, finally, that makes sense.
I'd say you're some protector.
Yeah, he's
the
up, there with, his,
the neck on
up there with his kids, and him and the kids are all smoking in the playground. The neck on him! You know, where it comes from.
Is that the only sign they give? Is it only neck? Is there no other sort of, like,
imagine? Yeah, that's gas.
Appendages. That you're dictate. Right.
There's lads listening to this now. Does it say about fellas with real hairy hands? Because I thought I was a great dad, and I have the hands of a werewolf. Does it say anything about that?
Yeah, because I.
Or does it say anything about a lad who has, like, huge ditties because he's been eating too much McDonald's? Because I'd say that's a great sign. If you have one of them,
yeah,
you know.
Well, all of that, we have
oh my God, Clint has a measuring tape.
That's hilarious.
Of course he does.
That is hilarious. And the great thing is, the measuring tape that he has, it's like it's one of those proper DIY retractable jobs. Not even one of the tailor type ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how am I going to get this around your neck? You'll have to come over here for a
start. You can't get a whole measuring tape around my neck.
Do you want to try putting it around your own neck? And seeing what you get.
About... Oh, well, I could do. Yeah, I could do a measure. I could do a trapezium measurement there.
Yeah. Hold on. Right, you take that now.
Well, I don't know what the standard is. That's the problem. I don't know
I
what the
I can't hear what you're saying because Dan's messing with the button now.
Right? Oh, okay, right. I don't know what the standard is. Hold on, let me see this.
Turn that off, Dan, will you? I can't hear what's going on. And stop touching the buttons, Dan. You're as bad as PJ. Right. Now, what's that say there now?
Let me put my finger here. Hold on.
Okay. What did you end up with?
Jeez, I've some fat neck on me. I'm near 16 inches around.
16?
Just under, yeah.
That's not bad now. That's pretty average.
Is it?
That's good. That could be a good combination between what? Both nurturing and protector.
What size is a good tie?
A good what?
A tie. What size? A tie.
You mean as in the
if
neck?
You went to Louis Cope and he says, I need a tie. My neck is 16. How long? How long would he give you? They don't do it like that,
you
no.
You know... You know, ties can be sort of like you could adjust them. They don't come as...
I know that.
You don't slip them on over your head ready-made.
I know that, but if you went in and you had a 32-inch neck, he's not going to give you a regular tie. It'd be just like two little things hanging off the end of you.
Who has a 32-inch neck? What do you, unless you're using it as a belt or something. Why would you end up with a 32-inch neck?
Well, you know the big long ties. They're obviously for lads with large necks, aren't they not? Real daddies. Give me a daddy tie. What do you mean a daddy tie? 5.5 foot. Does it not get measured like that at all? No. There's no...
Well, nobody ever measures your neck for a tie. They do for a short.
But if you're a little skinny lad and you go and you get a regular tie, it should be off down your knees.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Lads, be careful, you know. We all aspire to be some kind of a man. Well, some of us just aspire to get through a day. But, you know, Goldman Sachs elevator, believe it or not, a website, the Goldman Sachs elevator, that Goldman Sachs, the bank people, you know, they've collected a series
of... Wait a second, they did survey in their lift.
No, I imagine, yeah.
The Goldman Sachs elevator, is that what you said?
That's what the website is called, yeah. I don't know why it's called that, yeah. They didn't do it in the lift.
That'd be weird. I thought you were going to say Goldman Sachs did a survey in their lift as people were going up and down or something.
Come here, listen.
What do you think makes a real man? What?
Imagine that, yeah.
Press number three there for us.
So here's the Nova urinal survey.
Well, yeah.
Everyone that went for a slash in Radio Nova was asked, you know, what is your favourite car? It's just the name of their website. But
right.
they were asked, what are the best tips you could give the 21st century man? So if you want to be a real man in this day and age...
I want to be a real man, PJ. Tell me what I need to do.
Yeah, well, we won't get through all of them. There's millions of them. But it's like, first of all, grow up. Stop talking about where you went to college. Pretty easy for me.
Well.
I didn't even get to leaving. So that's a...
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to tell most people where I went.
Jim only went to college because, you know, after that Drive-By Jimmy episode, it was part of getting his early release. And always carry cash and keep some in your front pocket. I love the way that's a flex, that you have to keep it in your front pocket. Imagine taking cash out of your breast pocket, like, you're not carrying cash in your titty pocket, are you, man? What's wrong with you?
So Goldman Sachs is saying always carry cash.
Always carry cash, yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, always carry some cash.
So the complete opposite of going the cashless society.
Yeah, 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 I know.
That's weird.
But there's a real snootiness to this silly stuff. Look, it's like, time is short. Time is too short to do your own laundry. You know, so don't, you're, you know, grow up, man. Get a woman to do it. Or get a person
to do your own laundry.
Or get to the laundrette or whatever. Like, I would say part of being a grown man is being able to actually put on clean clothes yourself.
Yeah, and use a washing machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah, grow up. Learn how to cook and clean for yourself, you dimwit.
That's a weird one.
It also says...
Is this aimed at like a sort of new brand of yuppie or something?
I think it is. I think it really is. Because it says, if riding a bus doesn't incentivize you to improve your life, then nothing will. That's so snotty, isn't it?
That's rough. So again,
I love totally, my leap card. My leap card's great.
This is totally the opposite of kind of like, so there was the cashless thing. No, always carry cash. Yeah. There's the, you know, the green environment, use public transport. Yeah. No, don't be ridiculous. Get a car.
Get a car. Cop onto yourself.
Yeah. Climate.
Yeah. It's better than sitting with riffraff. It's unreal, isn't it? And then there's just some weird...
This is not what I was expecting, I have to say.
Never do selfies. And then there's a weird one here. Get an old man to cut your hair. What's that got to do with anything? What has that got to do with anything?
Why did they have to be an old man?
Yeah, I don't know. Something
what,
about...
just any random old man?
Yeah, just ask an old man in the bus.
Sorry, excuse me, I wouldn't cut my hair off you. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I have a scissors in my pocket. Just do what I'm asking you to do, will you? Yeah,
Yeah. Oh.
No matter where you go, act like you've been there before. Treat it like it's your private plane. Yeah, like... Yeah, honest.
That's going to work well for you, isn't it? Get on a Ryanair flight.
Get on a Ryanair flight, yeah.
Treat imagine. Like it's your private plane. So down you. Down the back.
Yeah, excuse me. Get out of my seat. This is my seat. Oh, it's mine now. Out.
Yes, but I'm the pilot.
Who cares? Smell off you.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Smart devices, they're everywhere. Everything's smart. Smart fridges. Fridges that go on Wi-Fi and all that sort of stuff. You know, washing machines. And there's this survey that was done. Not a survey, how would you say? It's basically, I mean, this sounds ludicrous, but it's like an expose on appliances and how they listen to you. If you know what I mean.
Listen to you.
Yeah, so they're saying like your dishwasher or your washing machine, for instance. Your washing machine is now listening to you. It's spying on you in the house. Your washing machine.
So you can walk up to your washing machine and go, don't shrink me underwear, eh? Not like the last time.
Yeah.
Do it right.
Don't be telling anyone about them skid marks, okay? Don't be telling anyone.
I'm assuming that's not what you mean.
It was an accident when I was on the bus. What was I supposed to do?
You got a fright when your man jumped
out.
Yeah,
your man would do. I've never seen that before.
What do you mean listening to you?
Well, it's not listening to you.
You said the phones.
It's sharing your. It's sharing your personal information. So one guy, they're saying he bought a washing machine. I don't know what washing machine it is, but like you put your date of birth and all into it. I don't know, man. This sounds ridiculous to me. Yeah. When he was setting it up. I don't know. And you put his date of birth. And then like they say that your washing machine and your fridge.
Maybe so that you could be doing your washing one day. And suddenly your washing machine pipes up. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. You take out your washing one day, there's confetti in it for your birthday, yeah?
Oh, wow.
And they're saying, like, their devices are listening to you all the time, and they share your details then with Meta, you know, who are Facebook and Instagram and all these companies, and they know more about you than you ever think they would because of it. But, like, what do they do? It's not like me washing machine has a Facebook page. That's going on, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to see Jim Smalls? You wouldn't believe what he's wearing now. Full knickers and all.
I thought they went out years ago.
Yeah, nobody wears them anymore. You go, and the socks. My God, the holes in these socks.
Because like what? You know, like sharing your information.
Sharing your information. And like,
as in what? Like, so it's going to come up on Facebook. Do you know PJ only washes his towels twice a year?
Yeah.
Twice a year he washes.
And I'd be saying, well, at least they're lying in the right direction. Normally it's only once a year. But like Bosey speakers, apparently, or Bose speakers, I don't know how you say it, but apparently there's a set of them, they listen to you all the time. According to this survey, so they're listening to you all the time, and information
gets
sold on.
That's a bit freaky. Now that is freaky.
So they're saying what you're.
Because there'll be times you'd be on your own and all.
Yeah, be on your own. You'd be talking out loud, saying things like, "We'd love a packet of crisps." And we'd love a sausage sandwich now.
Why? Yeah. I get the idea.
Jim talks to himself on his own in his underpants about food.
That just seems weird. To be honest with you, I'm still trying to get the terms of why you have to put your
date of birth into
a washing machine.
Yeah, I really like.
Is it like, in case. Maybe it's a child thing, is it? Maybe it's like, you know, are you old enough to do your own washing? Because I'll tell you something. I mean, nobody's ever put those colours in with those whites.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're over 18?
Are you, wait a minute now. This clothes, this doesn't feel like these clothes were bought by an adult. I'm going to need your date of birth. What's your star sign? I still don't believe you. Like a bouncer back in the day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's getting a bit weird because there was a story Was it last week? No, it couldn't have been last week. We weren't here. It must have been just earlier this week. Then you told me about Brian May from Queen.
Brian May from Queen says
he fears for us.
He says he's terrified of AI and artificial intelligence. He says that 2023 will be remembered as the last year that human beings were the kings of creating music.
Wow.
He says, we'll look back on 2023 and say, that was it. That was the year.
Yeah.
After that, it was machines. The robots wrote all the hits.
The washing machines were singing happy birthday and everything.
You come in your washing machine and say, play me a new song. And your whirlpool is going.
The thing about being afraid of AI is, I'm sorry, Brian, but that's your age.
That's just age, isn't it?
And I can say that because so am I.
Yeah, because so am I.
Because we're old.
Because we're old.
And we don't understand AI.
And that's why, and it's the same as my granddad. When he first saw television, he was afraid of that. He used to say to me, ma, he'd be like, television, dead people, walking around, talking to each other, dead. Some of these people are dead. I'm watching them, moving.
Yeah.
That to him was like, unbelievable. This is crazy. It's anti-God, so it is.
You can only imagine what would have happened if he had to put his date of birth into a washing machine.
Yeah, he'd be like, why does... I wouldn't even tell that to the Brits, he'd be saying.
Oh, man. Smart technology.
But you're right, it is. There's a fear of things just because of an age, I think. Yeah. Like, if you ask any teenagers or people in their 20s, are you afraid of your washing machine? They're probably going to say, are you all right in the head?
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
But did you see the story of the woman yesterday? I think she's a Brazilian woman that found a snake in her bed in Dublin. In Dublin.
What?
In Dublin 8. She woke up and there was a snake in her bed. And apparently because, I don't know, maybe because she's not Irish. If any Irish person woke up and was a snake in the bed, you'd have...
Oh, that's a 999 call. Oh, right,
that's a Mickey Fitz of all Mickey Fitz. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't even, the guards wouldn't even show up. They'd be like, I don't know what to do with that. Thinking, what do you expect us to do? But she just put it in a bag and brought it to the local pet shop. So there's a pet shop in town, if you've lost a snake, she put it in a bag, like a backpack. And she took it to the shop, to the pet shop, and the pet shop now is in town going, we'll...
Don't tell. Did the pet shop turn around and go, sorry, love, we don't do trade-ins? How are you doing? I bought this snake here, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Any chance I could trade this for a bag of spiders? They're much easier to deal with in the house.
And have they no idea where the snake came from?
No idea.
A snake in your bed, man. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, she doesn't keep any other type of...
No, like, she doesn't keep animals at all.
She has nothing to do with it.
She doesn't even have a dog or a cat. She just woke up with a wriggling going on. She probably thought it was your man going, hey, you can keep that to yourself. And then she looked around and he wasn't there and there was a snake. And so she took it down.
Are we talking? What sort of, like... I don't know any snake. Don't get me wrong.
I love the way Jim said, what type of snake, though? If it was an anaconda, now it would have been a freak, too.
You're talking about a standard boa constrictor, I would think.
Yeah, I have no problem with them. You just grab them by the neck and throw them out the window.
I suppose, any snake is not a great snake in your bed.
Now, they did say whatever snake it is, it wasn't poisonous, but it can bite.
Right.
But she just dealt with it. No problem. It's mad.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
we say that about Clint all the time, don't we? And if you're from places like Australia or like Brazil or whatever, where you kind of come into contact with this sort of stuff so regularly, like the idea of an Irish person just going, oh my God, would you look at that? That's a snake. That's gas, isn't it? And picking it up and just putting it into a bag.
Oh man, I'll never forget. A finch came into my house once. He wouldn't have seen me. Mother of Jesus, there's feathers everywhere!
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. There's a bit of confusion actually about your snake story as well.
Why now?
Some people have WhatsApped in with a few alternative details.
Oh.
Kieran was on to saying that in actual fact, apparently, this woman who found the snake in her bed wrapped it in a sheet and brought it to Kevin Street Garda Station, and it was them that brought it to the pet shop, apparently.
Adds that not exactly a huge amount of attention to detail. I was more involved in the whole spider part of that story than the snake, but... Yeah.
Exactly. And it was 4 foot. 4 foot!
4 foot.
That's a substantial snake.
It really is.
Furthermore, it obviously then grew.
What do you mean?
Because James was on and said, it was a 9-foot snake.
Ah, you see, there you go. You see?
So, James' version, this is the regret. Well, it was a 9-foot pet snake, I heard, belonging to the neighbour. And she put it in a pillowcase and took it to the Gardaí, who offloaded it to a local pet shop.
So now we have it in a bag, wrapped in a sheet, shoved in a pillowcase. He grew from 4 foot to 9 foot. He went to the guards, handed himself in. He was also brought in, and now he's in a pet shop somewhere. Under armed guards, presumably.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
There we go. A few of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. Our first week back, of course.
Our first week back, yeah.
Did you, like, when you were off, were you still getting up early?
Yeah. Right. I had to be up. I was... round the clock up and down to the hospital almost the whole time.
Oh, well, damn. Yeah.
So she was in there for a week, you know.
Yeah.
And then you sent me a message, I'm off to Berlin. I was like, hey, yeah, have a great time. I'm eating sausages, yeah. Having a beer or two, are you? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was important that one of us had a bit of a break.
I was there then. I even texted him and says, are we not back in work on Friday? He didn't even answer me. Just went off. Didn't even answer me. Just headed off, had a good time.
Because I read that and I went... Well, if we are, I'm not going to be fucking there.
Yeah, that's exactly what he says. Says, what you don't know can't hurt you. Woo! Let's go, love. Let's get in the plane.
So you kept to your routine, did you? You were getting up at all hours in the morning. What time are they feeding at?
All the time. What do you mean, what time? All the time.
It's just an endless graze, isn't it?
It's all the time. It takes 40 minutes to feed one. Then you put it down and the other one goes, yeah! And then you have to do it to that one. And then you sit down for 5 minutes and then it starts all over again.
Could you not just get like a longer trough and just dip them in simultaneously?
I'd love to do it all the time.
Yeah.
And then they do that thing babies do where you put it all, you spend 40 minutes putting in and then they just go, yeah, see you. All out.
And
we
you know again. Yeah. When you're finished changing me, I'm a bit hungry again.
Yeah, and as soon as you change them. By the way.
Yeah. And again, when you're finished doing that, I'm still hungry.
Yeah, still starving, by the way. And by the way, get mad, you're not even good at this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, I better not hold you from your parental duties. I better let you go and go home.
No, I've loads of time here. We can chat. I was going to do it. I thought we were in a couple of hours podcast today. No, I have time.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.